guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Matthew 28, and just a couple of verses there. In our articles of faith, in Article 6, it says, we believe in water baptism by single immersion in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, according to Christ's commission. This is our beliefs, and it tells you in these verses, chapter 28, verse 18, we'll begin there in chapter 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. So this is Jesus speaking to his disciples. Go out, baptize, speak to these people about the Lord. Let them know who I am and that I love them. And that's what they were doing. John 3:16 tells us that God loved the world so much. He loved the world so much that he gave his son, Jesus, to die for us. When he died for us, do you think it was a picnic for him? From the moment he stepped on this earth, he wasn't rich. He was a poor person, a carpenter's son. And he went out into the world to preach to people, to let them know about salvation. And as he went out into the world, was he treated with honor like a king is? No. No. He was spit upon. He was ridiculed. And then finally he was crucified. He was put on a cross. He was put on that cross for you and me. Why? Because of the love of God. That was a hard place. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he cried. He prayed and cried, Lord, if this cup can pass from me, but not my will, your will be done. Your will be done, Lord. Even the Son of God. Not my will, your will be done. And he went to the cross. A lot of you have grandchildren and children that when they were small, you say to them, how much do you love Daddy? How much do you love Mommy? And they go, this much I love you. What did Jesus do? He loved us this much. That he was put on the cross for you and I. His hands nailed on those boards. His feet put through with spikes. Why? Because of love. The love that passes all understanding. We don't know what that kind of love is. But I hope that the Lord will show me that kind of love, that I may love others like he loved me. When he's calling on your hearts, don't turn away. Don't turn away. He's seeking you out. He wants you to come to him. Many times he calls. He doesn't give up. That's why he's waited so long. That's why the world is in the condition it is today. Because God wants none to perish. We are a privileged people. We are privileged to know Jesus Christ as our personal Saviors. And yet, he waits for those. David. What kind of a person was David? David was an adulterer. He was a murderer. But he went to God and asked forgiveness. God forgave him. God forgave him. Paul. He was a Christian hater. He hated the name of Jesus Christ. In fact, he put many of the apostles, like Stephen, he had him stoned to death. But when Jesus met him on the way to Damascus, he forgave him. He forgave him. Peter denied him. Peter denied him. God forgave him. What a God we have. What a precious God we have. Where would we be without him? We'd be waiting for the gates of hell to open. Because that's where we'd be. But he loves you and I so much. His most prized possession he sent to die for us. And he's explaining in his word here. He tells the disciples, go, teach. Teach all nations. And we pray, even in our prayer meeting this morning, we prayed for other churches that God would open the doors to people, that God would send out messengers to people, that they would know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Because believe me, dear ones, I believe in my heart that the time is short. This world is really in a sad state of affairs. But we pray every day that God will undertake. His plan is in motion. His plan will be done, not ours. We can say what we want. We can do what we want. But his plan is in effect. He's waiting. He's waiting for you and I, dear ones. And if you're waiting to be perfect, you got a long wait. Because none of us are perfect. We're all sinners. But yet he died for us. He's not asking you for anything. He's not asking you for sacrifices. All he's asking you for is obedience. Obedience to his word. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And once you are baptized, you are at rest. You know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God for that. Our name is written in the book. We have this hope of glory. We're going to be with him someday. We're going to be singing praises to his name. He loves you and I so much that he wants none to perish. And if you accept him today, next Sunday night at 6:30, we're having Holy Supper. And if you're baptized, you can come up and receive the broken body of Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, we are a privileged people. Maybe we don't see it in ourselves, but we are. And he tells us, come, just as you are. Just as you are. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. None of us are. Come just as you are. He will give you that eternal rest, knowing that your name is written down. And today there will be new names written in glory. Today there will be new names written in glory. And as the women come up on this side and the men come up on this side, please give your hearts to the Lord. Say to the Lord just now, Lord, I love you. I want you to come into my heart. I accept you as my personal Savior. I am a sinner, and I want to be saved by grace. So do as unto the Lord, and come. We have extra clothing. If there's anyone else that wants to come up and be baptized, we're prepared for you. God is prepared for you. He's waiting for you. So as we go for the water baptism, the brothers will go on this side and the sisters into this area here. And I will close in the